Kenny, was that a one-sided draw?
Well, you could say that. I think any neutral observer will say that Finn Harps camped in to protect what they had, and you can't blame them for that. And their spirit alone deserved a point. You have to give them credit. But we're disappointed, obviously, but roll on and rock on for the next one, away to Cork again.
You come back from a goal down, you get 2-1 in front, you end up with 2-2. You must see an awful lot of positives in tonight's performance for you.
I think so. I think it's the most we've dominated a game of this season. But having said that, we dropped 2 points, so let's make sure that we continue to entertain, but let's have more composure. And we're disappointed at the goals, and we have to take a look at that, and we'll view that again and see what we view from that.
A lot of possession, a lot of forays into their penalty area, particularly second half.
Yes, I have to say that, and you give everything you have. When you make the game, which we were doing, you burn off a lot, and they were camped in, and we were on the offensive from the 20th minute. The first 20 minutes wasn't good, but we dominated the last 70. And from being 1-0 up to going 2-1 down, Finn Harps deserve credit to dig out an equaliser from nothing. And then we missed one in the last seconds of injury time. So I think that the quality in our play was good. The energy was good in the second half. But we didn't just get that clinical edge early enough to give us the chance to come back again, which you could see. The boys were hurt, and they come back again. But I've nothing but praise from my players.
Some of your substitutions this season have been very good. You must be particularly proud of tonight's.
I think they made good contributions. Wee Joyce come on, scored one, set one up. Nathan set one up. You know, they made differences. Dean Jarvis made a big difference on the left side. Patrick done well, don't get me wrong. But we needed a fullback to come from behind the ball, which he did. And he made good forays down the left-hand side and put some dangerous balls in and almost scored himself, actually.
What's the message to the players when you come on at half-time?
I wasn't happy because we let them govern the play and dictate the tempo of the game, and we dropped our tempo, and I wasn't happy with the first 20 minutes. The last 20 minutes of the first half, or 25 minutes, was decent. We were starting to get ways back into the game. But I think, if I'm totally honest, the Derby occasion got to our players more than it did them. And it's something I have to look at psychologically.